to which a mysterious sound are caused by Katy Perry. Good morning, everyone. Learning English through music, and I'm your friend Lena. Come meet Katy Perry today. Believe you already know who's Katy Perry, but just in case some of you don't, here's what I can feed you. Katy Perry was born October 25, 1984 in Santa Barbara, California. Her career did not fully take off until the release of her single, I Kissed a Girl. As a singer, songwriter, and musician known for her over-the-top fashions, quirky stage props, and catchy songs, Katy Perry has become a pop music sensation. Song for today is her dark horse. As you can see, there's a certain reason why it remains number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 5 weeks in a row. You'll know why after you have listened to it. Now, dark horse, enjoy.
Oh no!
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were, you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully. I'm capable of anything, and everything.
Make me a Aphrodite, make me a one and only.
Don't make me your enemy.
Welcome back. Katy Perry's Star Course featuring Juicy J scores a fifth weekend number one on the Billboard Hot 100. This number one is the most unexpected one I've ever had, Perry tells Billboard exclusively. Dark Horse has been a dark horse of a song. This song on the surface is about a witch warning someone not to fall in love with her. Perry says the lyrics are kind of witchy and dark, as if I was a witch warning this man not to fall in love with me, and if you do, I'm going to be your last. It's a warning to her soon-to-be lover that to stick with her will be a commitment and a challenge. However, a closer analysis of the song points to a warning away from drug addiction as well. Perry refers to the feeling she gives as magic, something to make you levitate, fly like a bird without a cage. Juicy J, who collaborated with a verse on the song as well, says leaving her will make her cold as a freezer and says you'll put her in a coma. References to the struggle of withdrawal from narcotics. Wording this song worth our attention include number one, dark horse. A dark horse is a little known person or thing that emerges to prominence, especially in a competition or a contestant that seems unlikely to succeed. For example, from dark horse to fiery steed, Spain were changed forever by Europe 2008. Number two, rave. Rave can refer to a dance party that lasts all night and electronically synthesized music is played or to talk in a noisy, excited manner. For example, she cried and raved for weeks and people did not know what to do. Number three, Aphrodite refers to the goddess of love and beauty and daughter of Zeus in ancient mythology, identified with Rome, Venus. Number four, levitates. It means to rise in the air and float as if in defiance of gravity. For example, he has claimed he can levitate. Number five, karma. It's used in Hinduism and Buddhism. It refers to the effects of a person's actions that determine his destiny in his next incarnation. Number six, shoddy. Shoddy is mostly used to refer to a young and attractive woman, but can also be used for any person, usually a child or a female of short stature. For example, hey shoddy, would you mind because I want some more? That's pretty much what I have here today. Is this program informative enough to you? Let me know like you mean it. I'm Linda, and I'll see you next time.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. Got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.